some weird guy hijacked an Alaskan Airlines airplane last night and flew it around everywhere and crashed into an island somewhere outside of Seattle. I found it ironic how people can just walk into an airport. I know he was a mechanic, but how they can just take the planes and fly them around without having no knowledge on how to fly them. Can you believe that? I mean, come on. It could have been another 9/11 if it would have been terrorists that took it over. Well, then you have TSA checking you and molesting you at the airports, but yet this mechanic can take the plane and fly around. This is getting ridiculous. You know what I mean? I'm going to let you listen to how nuts this guy sounds.
There is the runway just off your right side in about a mile. Do you see that? That's McCord Field.
Oh man, those guys would rough me up if I tried landing there. I think I might mess something up there too. I wouldn't want to do that. They probably got anti-aircraft.
No, they don't have any of that stuff. We're just trying to find a place for you to land safely.
Yeah, not quite ready to bring it down just yet, but holy smokes, I gotta stop looking at the fuel because it's going down quick.
Okay, Rich, if you could you start a left-hand turn, and we'll take you down to the southeast, please.
This is probably like jail time for life, huh? I would hope it is for a guy like me.
Doesn't he sound drugged up or something? Like he's suicidal? Which, we did find out that he is suicidal, that I guess he wanted to die or something. But he got his wish. What if that was a terrorist or something? Would they have stopped him? Yes, he had F-15s following behind him, but still. I mean, it could have went any way. He could have crashed into a building. He could have smashed into the city of Seattle or something. I mean, come on, anything could have happened. And the security didn't try to stop him whenever he got in the plane. They're supposed to be watching for stuff like that. What were they doing? Obviously, they didn't have their eyes locked on everything because he got into the plane and flew it around. Crashed it. It's just amazing how shit like this can happen, huh? There was no passengers on the plane with him, and it crashed near Corcoran Island in Pierce County, Washington. But thank God he crashed into an island and not into a building or something. I mean, that's amazing.